From a distance, Mirren watched the great host of Pharaoh Naja come down the escarpment from the Khatmir Pass into the arid lands, and he released a pair of the pigeons that Taita had given him. Two birds, so that if one was taken by a falcon or another predator, the other might still win through. Both birds had a single strand of red thread looped around one leg, a signal that the advance had begun. Mirren shadowed the stately progress of the enemy legions across the desert, and at night crept closer to the camps to watch them watering from the stored jars and to eavesdrop on any of the loud conversations around the campfires. By the fifth night, Naja's full army was committed to the crossing, and the leading elements had passed the halfway mark between Khatmir and Ismailia. Mirren was able to cut in behind the rear guard and examine the now deserted water stores that they'd left behind them. He discovered that they were almost entirely used up, or had been carried away. Naja was so confident of his victory that he had left no contingency reserves for a possible retreat. From the unused jars that he did find, Mirren replenished his own water skins, which were almost exhausted, and he smashed the few jars that remained. Now, he rode back parallel to Naja's line of march, but well out to the south and beyond the range of vision of his scouts, and circled round in front of the heavily encumbered but slowly moving host. He came back to where he'd left the bulk of his force concealed. They were 50 chariots manned by crack troops and drawn by some of the finest horses in all Nefer's army. He paused only to water and to change the pennants his chariots flew from the blue to the red of Naja's army. He consoled himself that this was a legitimate ruse of war. Then, at the head of his squadron, he cut back in front of Naja's vanguard and drove furiously along his intended line of march. The men who had been left to guard the water dumps saw the approaching chariots coming from where they expected their comrades to arrive. When they recognized the false colors flying above them, they were lulled. Mirren gave them no time for second thoughts, but raced in upon them and cut any down who tried to resist. The survivors were given a choice: death or defection. Most came over to Nefertiti. A single mallet blow was sufficient for each of the clay jars, and the precious fluid poured out into the sand. Mirren's squadron mounted again and went on to the next dump. When at last they came in sight of Ismailia, Nefer rode out to greet them and embraced Mirren when he heard that he'd fulfilled the task that he'd been set. Naja was now waterless in the wilderness. "You've earned your first gold of valour," he told Mirren, "and you're promoted to the rank of best of 10,000. He was relieved to see that Mirren seemed to have recovered from his wound, and was now lean, eager, and burnt black by the desert sun. "In the battle that lies ahead, I am giving you command of the right wing. Pharaoh, if I've pleased you, I beg a boon." "Of course, old friend. It's in my power, you shall have it." "My rightful place is at your side. We rode the Red Road together. Let us see this battle out together. Let me ride with you once again as your lance-bearer. That is all the honour I seek." Nefer gripped his arm and squeezed hard. "You shall ride in my chariot one more time, and it is I who will be honoured." He dropped his hand, but we have no more time to chatter. Naja will not be far behind you. As soon as he discovers what you've done to his water supplies, he'll be forced to come on at all speed. Instinctively, they both looked back into the wilderness whence the enemy must come, but the heat haze was grey and turbid, and there was little to be seen across that grisly plain. However, they had not long to wait.